Coach, UCLA 34-1 for a reason. We knew it was going to be a tough challenge tonight. The second half, obviously, things got away kind of right there early after you cut it to five. What did you see?
Well, I think they made some adjustments in terms of how they guarded Sophie inside from the first time that we in phase, from the first time we played them. So we really struggled to get anything at the rim. And then, you know, and then because they're not necessarily post kids that can shoot it from the perimeter, she can sit in the lane and made it really tough for anybody to score in the lane. So that made it really, really tough for us. Now you're relying on just taking pull-up shots or contested threes, and that's hard to do that for an entire game. On the other end, you know, we were trying our best to keep them away from the rim, but they got to the free throw line during the entire second half, it felt like. Maybe there's a second quarter too, but so I just think the size differential and even when we were trying to rebound, you know, it's just so physical and our kids were trying their tails off, you know, and couldn't get them at that point in time. So I think UCLA is a great team for a reason. You know, I said this before the game. I think this is an era of college athletics where I think it's harder than ever because, you know, that's a loaded team, you know, and three of those kids came in, I think, from transferring in. And so I just think it's really, really challenging. And I'm really, really proud of our young ladies because in, I think, the hardest era to do this in, our ladies got to this point and competed their tails off.
And it's, you know, it's a team that's filled with graduates and seniors and, like you said, transfers.
I think you're going to see that over and over with the way the college scene is right now. You know, young teams aren't really going to be the way that things are built significantly. And we're a veteran team. And that's why we're one of the major reasons we were able to do what we did and get here. But, you know, the physicality of the game was something that favored them and gave them opportunities. And so, yeah, I think that was challenging for us at that point in time.
I want to just spend a minute reviewing the whole season, Coach. It's just been a great season and obviously didn't end the way you wanted it to, but talk about what you've seen as far as the growth of this team and how they've developed through the year.
Well, yes, if you look at where we're at, certainly I remember at Thanksgiving time we had a couple tough losses before Thanksgiving and telling our team at that point in time we are going to be a tournament team. I firmly believe that, you know. But at that point in time it didn't seem like that was necessarily that likely. And our goal was to compete in the Big Ten and be a team that was an NCAA tournament team. And we didn't only do that, we got to fourth place in the Big Ten. And the Big Ten is loaded. And, you know, so I think it's just this is a group that has battled through a lot, you know, and really, really proud of the legacy that they've left here. And, you know, thankful for our fans who traveled here for this, thankful for our fans and their support, thankful for the weekend that we had at the barn last weekend, you know, just some good things. And even before that, our last home game for Senior Day, Michigan State, it was just an incredible environment, and we want to keep building off of that. And, you know, we'll go back, and we're going to celebrate our seniors right now. That's what we're going to do, and then we'll work on building it for next year after that, which will happen, like, really soon after that, but you know, I think that's just the way that's also, you know, a reality. But it's just a group that has given everything they have, and honestly, we were a little bit outmatched in some scenarios today and just couldn't overcome that.
Well, I mean, like Lynette said, it was an awesome ride, awesome year. It's one of those where you're bummed it's over because it's just been so much fun, right? And you've got Amaya and you've got Sophie walking off the court for the last time. That's the tough part about it all is it's been just a great year and a great journey, and we appreciate being brought along for all of it. And I know I speak for the fans back there, too.
Yeah, this is a really incredible group, and what they've done is something that's really, really hard to do. And, you know, we're certainly even though you do all the right things, even though you sacrifice and you get up early and you spend extra time and you invest and you do all those things, it doesn't guarantee you of anything, but it gives you the best chances and the best opportunities. And this group has done that. They've given their heart and their soul, and they've battled so dang hard. And, you know, and this was a really, really challenging matchup. You know, the number two team in the country, you know, basically in a home game kind of for them in their regional, and that's what you face. And so I just think it's something for us to continue to work, to build upon, to get better, back to take the next step. But I think this group has really showed us that we can take some steps here at the University of Minnesota.
I'm going to say congratulations, Coach. It's been a great year.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Thanks for the time, as always.